Welcome to the LinkedIn Branding Show by Michelle Squared, the podcast empowering entrepreneurs, experts, and small business owners to rise up and stand out as they build their personal and business brands on LinkedIn. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michelle B. Griffin.
And I'm the other half of Michelle Squared, Michelle J. Raymond. And Michelle, I know the temptation this week was to get all excited and talk about LinkedIn games, but I'm not even going to go there in this episode. I have nothing to say on it. Can we just like chop that and pretend that they don't exist and hopefully they'll disappear faster than pinned comments and stories? Is that all we're going to say on LinkedIn games?
I want pinned comments and LinkedIn stories back. You can take your games. I tried them. I couldn't even last a minute on them, Michelle. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I think it's pretty obvious what we feel about it. Let's just work and talk about more important things LinkedIn can bring us, because today we have a very important listener question to really dive into.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And shout out to Alistair Thompson. We did a shout out to him a couple of episodes ago because he let me know that our sound wasn't so great on a couple of episodes, and we got that fixed. And I got a really cool message, and it said, "Thanks for the shout out. I nearly drove off the road when I heard my name in the podcast episode." So Alistair, if you're listening to this one, please don't do that. We want our listeners to stay safe. And if you'd like your name shouted out, then don't forget, connect with Michelle and I. If you've got a question, we're always happy to answer it on the show. So Alistair raised a really good point, and it may not even necessarily apply to him directly, but it does apply to many of his colleagues and friends and people that he knows. And I think it will apply to many of our listeners as well. Now, often we talk about fear, but this is a little bit different. And what Alistair's question says is, how can I use LinkedIn if I do a, inverted commas, boring job, e.g. an accountant, to name but one? And to be honest, he says, I don't particularly have that struggle myself because I just write about all sorts of things anyway, but I have a lot of professional colleagues who find it really hard. Absolutely, we come across this just as much. So I think people thinking that they're boring or people thinking they're scared, I think that's why most people are in the grandstands, just watching everyone else have fun. Is that your experience with your clients, Michelle?
Absolutely. And before I started my business, I worked in insurance and legal for a long time. And so some of those are regulated industries too, sometimes a buttoned up feel. The world's changing a lot. So I think the feeling of what they work in the boardrooms and in these industries are just so tight. And then LinkedIn has now changed a bit. And so there's a disconnect. But I know there's a lot of different ways we'll get into this on how you can present yourself. We're going to give some examples of people who are doing that. Because like Michelle said, we want you to win on LinkedIn and get off those sidelines, because there's a way to do it and the right people will love what you have to say.
And the fact is, there are so many different people, even if you look at the business that I have. So the B2B Growth Co., I'm a LinkedIn trainer. There are, I don't know how many other million LinkedIn trainers, but no two are the same. And even though we all do the same job, branding is the thing that distinguishes us from our competitors. This is why I would have to say that I think I'm actually falling in love with branding as much as I do with selling. Now, that's someone that's come a long way in just 4 years, let's be clear, because I realize that branding's just me showing up as me. It's that authentic part of me. And no one else can copy that. And that is just gold as far as I'm concerned. So I don't think it really matters what job you do, but we'll still talk about that a bit more. But ultimately, with branding, you can show up however you want. And that is super cool.
So I'm going to give an example to start this off, an example. So there's a wonderful woman, an attorney that I follow, Jennifer Belmont Jennings. For many years, she had her own business, but now she's back in a practice, in a firm, and she works in estate planning and a lot of that financial stuff. Now, I absolutely read every single word she posts, because you know why? She's fun. She's vibrant. She always shares a story that connects something randomly. Like the other day, she was talking about how she can't keep a plant in her office and asking for ideas. And I chimed in about a corn plant I've had since 2007. And then she always ties it in to a work thing, to what she's doing. So I always know. So her personality is fun and vibrant. She has said in a previous post, "Hey, I've always wanted to be in TV when I was growing up." And so now she marries the best of that, who she is, what she loves to do, and makes it very fun. And I always learn something about estate planning. She's really making me check and realize all this stuff. So that's one way to really get out there, share your brand, what you're passionate about, and had some flair to it. We'll put a link in the show notes. She doesn't know we're shouting her out, but I'm gonna let her know. But we'll put a link so you can go and follow her and see how she does it.
And there's an accountant in Australia, Joyce Ong, who does a very amazing job at the same thing of making what she's doing really interesting. I just want to flag this because I know that there's probably some people out there that are going, yeah, that's all well and good for them. I'm not really fun. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not maybe extroverted. I'm really good at my job. And I know my job's not that glamorous. There's still a way that branding can impact this because branding doesn't need to be over the top. It can be you are the most helpful. You are the most technical, knowledgeable person in your industry on your particular subject area. I was talking to one of my clients this week, and they're an IT managed support company. And we're talking about cybersecurity, and we're talking about having backups and all this kind of stuff. They've been doing it for 20 years, so it's boring to them. I was like, it's not boring when for some reason you're in the office and the whole system goes down and you don't have an internal IT team and you don't know where to turn. That is not fun for anyone's business. It is not fun when you get a cyber attack and you lose everything. It's probably one of the most stressful events that you can go through. And sharing why what they do is important and how it protects people from having to experience that and connecting those two dots is what I have helped them with their branding and positioning, is to say, this is how we make these kinds of headaches go away. So you don't have to be stressed. You don't know where to turn. It's fine. We're here. We're top of mind. So I think branding, there's a space for everyone. That's the coolest part about it as well. There is no, you can only be this way for it to be successful. That's the things that I've been thinking about. You can just literally be anything and your people will show up.
Yeah, the thing that holds you back is exactly what will attract the right people. So say we have the curse of knowledge. We've been doing it for so many years, for instance. You're like, this is too easy. Like, you can't see out of it. So bring it down to a real basic level. Maybe you have this incredible years of experience, subject matter expertise. Maybe your gift is simplifying a really complex idea. Sadly, in our day and age, when people really need some bite size, mix up some longer things with a bite size thing like, hey, has this ever happened to you? This is why. In fact, I wish I could remember off the top of my head, but when I first started posting LinkedIn 3 or 4 years ago, there was this woman, and if someone remembers, you can DM me because I don't see her my feed anymore, but she would make the most incredible videos on IT and cybersecurity. And I would always watch them. And she made it just one little nugget. It was so interesting. So bring it back to an everyday thing. Like you said, tell a story. In PR, we use newsjacking. Bring it back to what people are seeing in the news is another way. Behind the scenes, what you're doing, pictures of what you're doing, depending on the industry. There's so many ways. We could do a whole content strategy on this. But you don't just have to do how to either. How we do it. How we look at it. That's one of my new suggestions with my clients, Michelle, because how-to content has its place, but I want to know how you do it, how you see it, because that'll differentiate you. And then if your views are aligned, or I really like the way you do it and makes sense to me, or and I pick up on it, I'm going to want to do business with you. Like you said, don't hold back on your perspectives and your uniqueness, how you handle your industry and your profession.
There is like so much space for everyone on LinkedIn. And I know it's often the loudest voices that get all of the attention. And I know a lot of professional service providers aren't necessarily over the top, in your face, here I am. They're quite often the quiet achievers that are just making big differences to people and their businesses in the background. And sometimes there's things like confidentiality that you need to get around. And maybe there's like those legal kind of restrictions that you were talking about. But there's lots of different ways to share what you do in a day. And I would say most people in my experience are cutting it off and not even putting it out there and giving other people a chance to judge it, which is something we're 100% against when it comes to branding. Is we have to at least put something out there and give other people a chance to get to know us. And branding's just amazing for this. So if I was looking at my actionable tip for this week, the best actionable tip that I can give people is coming back to create your digital twin. If you don't want to get on LinkedIn, it's probably because you're trying to invent a LinkedIn version of yourself. And I can tell you that it's uninspiring. It will drain the life out of you. And it is certainly the first sign of any excuse to get out of there, you'll run for the hills. But if you think about why have you been successful in your business? Why do your colleagues and peers turn to you for advice? Think about your last favorite client that you worked with. Who were you in those moments? And that's what we want to see on LinkedIn. Doesn't have to be a brand that looks like Michelle and Michelle. It doesn't have to be a brand that looks like whoever's most popular on LinkedIn. The good news is you don't have to do any of that. You just have to be your own digital twin. So I hope that frees some people up out there to just breathe and go, okay, I don't need to be anyone but myself. So Michelle, your actionable tip for this week.
Yeah, I'm going to play on that. So as soon as you realize your digital twin is what you want, to get really stair step your way, baby step your way out there, just start commenting, having conversations, just go to the right people or the people you want to reach or have conversations and just start commenting. That's the best way to get your legs, your sea legs on LinkedIn. Just start commenting, maybe sharing an insight or just people want to get to know you, especially those, we've said this so many times, people who do posts and create, they love your feedback. They want to engage. So it's just like going to a digital networking event, digital twin, digital networking event. Just have some conversations, give yourself maybe set a little parameter each day that I'm going to show up and do that. And then suddenly you're going to start meeting people. You're going to have a community and you're going to like it. It's like going to the water cooler or the down the street at the pub and talking to people. You make your own way on LinkedIn. And so we just want to encourage you to at least try because there's a place for everybody. And we want you to win on LinkedIn. And I think this answers the question really well to start getting out there.
Absolutely. And if I think about my time on LinkedIn, there are so many experts out there in areas I'm rubbish at that have helped me grow my business. And if they weren't the experts that they are, I couldn't be where I am showing up as I am today. And so there is a reason that businesses exist and people and, you know, study to become experts and they've got these brilliant careers and it's just about connecting those right dots. So just show up as yourself. I think we've answered the question for Alistair's colleagues. I think it's just always good to have a think about what are the things that are in the way and holding you back. And if what is holding you back is you think it's boring, I think we've given you lots of ways around that and created space for you to come and join us and be a part of the conversation on LinkedIn. So that's me done for this week, Michelle. Short and sweet.
Absolutely. Don't forget, if you have a question, we want to hear it. Please DM Michelle and I. We would love to answer it, shout you out, and help you along the way on LinkedIn. So we're waiting. That means you, if you're listening, you have a question, that means you. Please share. So that's it this week. Until then, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a business to grow, and people to impact. We'll catch you next week. Take care.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in today. More people like you need to be out there on LinkedIn, building their personal and business brands. So we would be so honored if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review so we can create more impact with the power of two. That's it for this week. Till next time, connect with us on LinkedIn and keep putting yourself out there.